This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 9, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Sunny and hot today, temperatures in the low 90s. A Lynn man in his 40s who was pulled from Breed's Pond in Lynn on Saturday has now died at Salem Hospital. According to the Daily Item, first responders were called at 12:30 Saturday afternoon to the Lynn Woods Pond, and police were able to pull the man out of the water and perform CPR. The Gloucester Times reports that the Woodland Acres brush fire has grown to more than 10 acres since it first began on July 13 in Rockport. Meanwhile, the Poles Hill brush fire in Gloucester is believed to be extinguished. Rockport Forest Fire Warden Michael Frontero and his crew were out fighting the flames in Rockport again Monday afternoon. Congressman Seth Moulton was in Lynn yesterday to break ground on a new on-site pharmacy at Lynn Community Health Center. The Lynn Center serves residents who are uninsured or underinsured. Massachusetts Attorney General and candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor, Mara Healey, was in Peabody yesterday. Healey toured the Terigian family YMCA's Camp Eastman. According to the Salem News, the camp received a grant payment from her office for training to be spent toward training in youth safety, first aid, leadership, group facilitation, youth development, and CPR. Also in the Salem News today, the former Saltonstall School gym teacher under indictment for the sexual abuse of 10 girls at the school will be allowed to attend a Sunday morning church service in Methuen. Daniel Hackam of North Andover was indicted in June on 32 counts of indecent assault and battery on children. Check back to our website for news updates throughout the day. Stay with us now as Sports with Bill Newell is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox host the Braves tonight. The Red Sox were not scheduled yesterday. North Shore Baseball League, Peabody champions are headed to the championship series after last night's 7-6 win over the Northeast Tides. In the other series, the Beverly Rex beat North Shore Phillies 1-0 last night, but the Phillies still lead that series 2-1. Intertown League Baseball from last night, Rowley over Manchester Essex 2-0. Their playoff series is now tied at 1. That is a best-of-three-game series. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today.